call the Gage County Board of Supervisors to order for Wednesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve at 8:45. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Merry Christmas Eve to everyone. Attendance by observation. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Thiemann, Lytle, Dorn, and Juergens. Thank you, Mr. Dorn, for the Christmas gift, too. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Adams, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Adams, second by Dorn to approve. Any discussion?
You're doing all wrong. One, we already did equalization.
Oh my goodness.
Let's start over.
Start from the beginning.
Okay, let's
we'll go on the consent agenda.
There we go.
Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held December 10th, 2025. That was a test. You all failed. Except for Don. Thank you. Approve. Well, see, this is why you have to speak up, Emily. That was a fail. Approve all claims through December 24, 2025 in the amount of $638,801.20. Accept claim number 25120000184 to RL Team Construction, Inc. in the amount of $5,335.70 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve declaring handguns Glock 23 GUN930, 22 GUG993, 22 GUG984, 22 GUG986, 22 GUG987, 23 GUN929, 22 GUG989, 22 GUG990, 22 VYV236, and 22 NMD937 as surplus, and approve selling them at auction. I would ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless there are any items you would like pulled off for additional discussion.
Do you change your motion, or we just stay with it since they kind of approved, they did that already, Roger?
We did pre-equalization, though, so we're on the
wrong one. I would say any of the previous motions, once we started, are null and void since I read off the wrong agenda. I was just going through my notes and I had nothing ready. So I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless you have an item you want to pull off for discussion.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Do we need to discuss item 5 at all, or has that all been taken care of?
Item 5 is taking them to Kearney, to Adam Marshall Auction House, so if anyone wants to bid on those guns, it's available for all the public to bid on.
Would you let us know, or will you get any information on that, or Gus? Gus, when you drop those off, will you let us know when those are going to auction, and then also maybe post something over at your office?
I think if you could get out of Marshall,
whatever the website is.
And the
kinder
people that have an interest in it.
Yeah, we could post it on that.
Absolutely. Put it on the website.
Don, do you want to put that on the website when Gus knows when that auction is going to be, just so that it's...
It's going to be over 3 auctions. They're not going to do all
3 months.
They're going to just do a few at a time. That way it doesn't flood it in.
Well, and that way if it's on our website, you know when it's going to be and stuff, just so that there's not like it went and nobody knew it. When it was going or something, try to make it as
They will be in a secure facility, FFL signed in, so I mean all federal will be met, which privately there's some questions on that, so this way eliminates all that.
All right. We have a motion by Dorn, second by Adams, to approve the consent agenda on the proper agenda as presented. Discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 251200184 to RL Team and Construction. There's only three. To RL Team and Construction, Inc. in the amount of $5,335.70. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through December 24, 2025 to $644,136.90. This is a company I'm involved with.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Are those on?
The others are.
6 in favor. With team and abstaining, motion carries. I don't. I've got a light lamp knob on there now. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing all public is either county employed or the media. We're going to move on, I think. Committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Dorn.
Dave's here.
Merry Christmas Eve, Mr. Jones.
Christmas. Another year has flown by. The LED lighting project is just almost complete. I did miss some 10-inch can lights, so we did have to order those. So as soon as we get those in, we'll get those out.
Oh, Mr. Jones, would you press your button up there?
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And on the ramp project, I did put in a claim to Lammel Plumbing and to Masonry Construction, so that part is all done. We just need to enclose the inside yet. Apply did come down to FOB, and the Stanley Control and their control weren't communicating, so they have to come back next week to make
it. And Mr. Heido let us know what a great deal we got on the,
yes,
the ramp.
Yes, he did. He said he underestimated the stucco part of it, so I did give him credit because Masonry Construction was supposed to do the door return, and then we changed our mind on that, so I did give him some credit to stucco around the door, but he did.
Mr. Heido had told me he thought he could remove that concrete without destroying it, and I remember laughing at him when he told me that, so it's good to learn.
Well, I had to talk him into doing it to begin with, so he told me I owe him a bottle of bourbon for pain and anguish. So, anyway.
There was also a server that went down the other day briefly because of an update.
Yes.
But that one will need to be replaced in the next year or so?
Yes, the end of life was the beginning of 2027, so they're going to give Don a quote on a new one. We were lucky because when he was getting information on it, it sounded like it did fail, and then when he came down, he realized it was an update that just got stuck in the middle, and that affected all the county offices. Yes.
We were in a server for him last year, and ours went down too, so maybe it's hooked up to the door, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and it was an update that just got stuck midway through.
Supervisor.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Equalization. I forgot we had an equalization meeting. Was there anything exciting for equalization? Evidently, it's been the same time every time for years, and I forgot what time it started. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket item. Applied Connective Technologies Consulting Data Processing, $7,490.40. Keesler Police Supply, Sheriff Supply, $16,578.20. Weymouth Electric and Auto, LED lighting, $17,055. Region 5 Systems, billing $21,462.28. Washington County Sheriff, boarding inmates, $18,165. The Yadkin Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Ice, Sand, Rock, $16,399. Lock On Incorporated, hauling material, $13,202.79. County Building Fund, Lammel Plumbing, $19,300. Masonry Construction,
$20,304. Terry, you didn't have your button on. Can you repeat all that with your button on?
No. I
speak
loud enough, you can hear
it. I keep looking out at Amanda's sweater and starting to laugh. I went somewhere yesterday, and there was a gal dressed up as a tree. And I made a comment about it, and the guy she was working with said, "That's a tree? I thought it was a Christmas dress, but it was a tree sweater." Human resources, employee relations. You know, this is a good time, I think. We have a plaque for the Honorable Roger Harris. Roger's been here from January of 11. He's done his tour of duty until December 31st, 2025. He's announced retirement. He's leaving with a year left on his term to pursue other hobbies and interests in his life. I think most of us, other than maybe Emily, had worked with Roger in some capacity in his private career, and then for years now since, either keeping us out of trouble or advising us one way or another as the county attorney. We, of course, worked very closely together as we were going through the Beatrice 6, let alone the other events that come up. As a county board, there's always something that will get you into legal trouble. And some counties, like I say, we are so lucky here to have elected officials that get along, the attorney being one of them, where we're not just colleagues here, but friends, and you have that back and forth that you don't get in a situation that relationship doesn't exist. So, Roger, we're going to miss you. I wish you the best. I'm sad to see you go, but I'm excited for you at the same time. Don't be a stranger. We'll still see each other in other venues as we seem to run into each other. But I'm going to miss having you sit next to me here. And like I say, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
Speeches are bad, you just cry. I think there was one thought. In today's society, the word negotiation and compromise have become very nasty. That is the art of democracy. And you people know it, and you do a good job with it. Not everybody you work with does. And maybe with the media, we can educate some of these people around here. I did clean that up. So, no horse jokes. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed working with you as well as your predecessors. Rex, I think you were the chair when I first came up here. Yeah. Worked with Matt Bauman, now Eric, and of course Myron Dorner.
Oh, I mean, Mr. Minister. Thank you.
We had ordered an extremely large cake.
Cake.
It turns out we are close today. So our large cake we reordered, and there will be a smaller cake. We'll just consider this a more intimate goodbye party by forced invitation only.
But you did publish it.
It is now. Yeah. It is now. No, Roger, we're going to miss you. Thank you very much.
Well, I enjoyed it. I really have. So,
what a ride.
Hey, Roger, I got to thank you because when you came in, you were a breath of fresh air. We did not have that. I speak loud now.
So, Roger, thank you. I appreciate all you have done.
Thank you.
It's always good to have someone on your team. Law enforcement, emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Yes, Danny.
One thing real quick. Morning, all. I had Don hand out to you a letter that I responded back to Mrs. Fix on this week. Remember, she was here 2 weeks ago on some concerns on response time. So I hope that will suffice. I don't know if it will or not, but I try to be as understanding and professional as I could on it. So if she contacts you, at least you know that I reached out to her. And I did suggest to her, and I touched base on that in the letter again, that she had signed up for that Operation Lifesaver through the police department and get that bracelet on. They can track if a child takes off again. So hopefully she'll get that done.
Sheriff, you said you sent that letter out. You don't want us to?
No, I sent it. It's from me. So
it's probably good from you anyway, but well, I mean, she came and talked to us, but it's...
Right. So I want to see a copy I responded with. So that's it. Thanks.
You took my other letter.
What letter?
The one you told me to read. Oh, okay. Oh, no, Lisa. Road and Bridge, Mr. Jergens.
Emily?
Can you push your button, please?
Mark, watch the LTAP video on ultra-thin bond asphalt. We discussed this dust pod product that we listened to when we were at conference. There was a vendor there that talked about this product, dust pod, and talked to him a little bit more because we finally found one that was not a corrosive bonding agent to help with dust. They talked about two different options, whether we do, they said they'd give us a mile for if we did two to try it out somewhere. We potentially talked about doing that on the Virginia Road since we just built that road up. And then he also said there will be a special coming this spring for the buy 10, get 10, but it's a polymer that helps bind the material for dust control and helps with the keeping the materials. So it was something that we'll probably discuss a little bit more to see if that is cost effective for us. I like this one over others because it is non-corrosive. We also brought back, and I'll send this with Mark, it's for road grader training. They can do 10 operators in one day. And they have all different levels of training, whether it's beginner all the way up to how to reshape a road properly. And the guy lives close by. So, Mark, I'll make sure you get this so that as an option for us.
Does Mark have one?
I think he does, but he can have, yeah, he can have all this. Bridge foreman's working on bridge inspections. They're doing a salt run and working on the E9 Philly bridge repair. Mark, do you know where we're at with the state approving our round 9 bridges?
They are still waiting on approval. We are hoping to get the approval from them here yet in the next couple weeks so that we can get them out for lettings.
And then where is Manelli on that last box for ours? We had the...
That East 9, or...
Can they go down?
I just the one by Hickory.
Philly,
yeah.
That was the one we discussed, or I stated on Monday that I talked to the NRD. I think you were on a phone conference.
Yeah.
I got the NRD. There is no standing water that's supposed to be in there. It's just flood pool water in a heavy rain event. So there is a possibility for us to be able to put tubes in there instead of a box. So it saves the county quite a bit of money.
So
I sent all that information to the hydrologist for Manelli Wagner to review that. So
then we might move ahead
with
just those two.
Might be able to move ahead with another box later on.
Oh, those other box. I would say just move ahead with those two and we'll do something next year. Okay.
But yeah, it saves quite a bit of money. But I sent all that to Manelli Wagner Monday. I think I got the stuff Tuesday, and I sent it to them on Wednesday.
Okay, perfect. Other than that, I'm working. There are two grants that opened up, the build grant and the VIP, and so we're working on those.
I guess that's all I have is home.
And DOT. That's all I have. Mark, do you want to take all this stuff? You can keep it.
Don't drink it.
Don't drink it.
You can.
It's jelly almost.
The jelly's not in mine anymore.
It was interesting on there. Like I say, my only fear on this is if we do it, does this become a perpetual requirement that we continue to do? Or that would be my only fear. But Emily and I talked about this some. If this goes and it actually does work 2 to 3 years, we may end up having a savings. We've got, I have to look back. We've had some bids on Rock Incorporation, which it's the same process. This would be obviously more expensive year one, but if we aren't putting material down then for 2 to 3 years, it may end up being a wash. And if we're not blading it all the time, we may end up with a better road longer. We just don't know what it'll look like yet. But
I just like the opportunity. Like, if we tried the product just because it's one of those non-corrosive ones. We've looked at so many that are that something like magnesium chloride that just eats your vehicles away. And so this an option that doesn't do that.
There may be options, too, where we just go out and spray it. Maybe we just spray it on the surface of the road as a dust control only instead of a true incorporated product. And that may stay on the top of the road and kind of just keep the dust down also. I mean, I always figured dust is good. It's getting rid of all the dirt that's on the road and letting it go back to the fields. It's like green recycling of that, but some people really don't like it. Blade training. Are you familiar with this blade training, Mark? Okay. Might be worth it. Can't hurt. Worth looking into. If that's it for Road and Bridge, anything else? Up next, approve or disapprove fiscal year 27 community-based juvenile service application and having the chairman sign it. Good morning, Christina. Is this one different? Or we need three?
Those two are the ones you need to sign.
Okay. Any changes on this really from year to year?
Yeah.
Or I know Amanda's name. I saw that was swapped. Well, this one has Roger.
Roger said to put his on it to begin with, and then I can change it after it's approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other changes?
No. There are some. If you look through here a little bit. This year, the grant amount was $51,733. That changes a little bit every year. Just, I'm not sure exactly why. We spent all of last year's grant. In years previous, the couple years previous, we hadn't. Just because we didn't need anything. We didn't fill those hours, things like that. This year we did, this past year, and this year I'm not sure, we probably will. But also, in years past, we've asked for funds for the alternatives to detention through probation. They have not requested funds for at least 3 years, and so we took that out of this year's.
Probation has not?
From this grant. Now, there are very specific ways that money needs to be spent, and so maybe they didn't have kids that met those qualifications, whatever. So this year I didn't put it in there.
And I think in the past we used this as kind of a backup to probation if they ran into a shortfall on some of the detention alternatives.
Right.
They could contact Christina and, you know, like the bracelets.
Bracelets and coaching I always put in there in the years past, but because they haven't requested funds, I did not put them in this year. So My guess is that they have alternatives to that, whatever. So, we have put money in there for the resolution center for to work with truancy again. It's a little bit less than last year, but there is money for that. And then myself and my diversion truancy case manager, as well as you get 5% of the grant for administration for the Community Coalition for administration of the grant, and 5% for support, backbone support, they call it. And that's those meetings that I have every other month and invite people to the table.
Those are all the community people that you invite in.
Which, of course, any of you are welcome to come to at any time. Our next one is January 8th at SEC. We have been moving it around a little bit. I think that's really basically it as far as big changes. Of course, it's a little bit different this year since I am a employee of the county instead of the school, so that has changed a little bit, but nothing else really that's changed in that. Any questions?
Counselor, you have a chance to go through this and see anything?
No. I appreciate Christina getting this done in a timely fashion so we can utilize these monies. And I think, as she's already told you, there's a lot of different benefits to different groups than just diversion. And I don't mean just diversion, but she wears a lot of different hats and helps coordinate a lot of these meetings and stuff with people. And so if you ever do get a chance to go to one of these meetings, you'd be amazed at how many projects are going on in this county.
There are a lot of folks that come to these meetings, too.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different groups.
Yeah. The first one, the minutes here for the first one I have in September, we had almost 30 people, I think. Last month was a little bit less, but we typically get a lot of the nonprofits that come, some people that provide community service for diversion, some people who just have a new project, a new event, something new that they need help with, and so we talk about it during this that particular meeting.
Any questions for Christina on the juvenile service application? This is the majority of this program's funding also.
It is. Let me clarify. This diversion is just juvenile diversion. Our adult diversion is not covered under this. My time with adult diversion is not covered under this. And truancy, of course, is juveniles. We serve about 50 to 60 juveniles a year, and a little more than that, 75 to a little more than that in adults every year. I think I have, at the end of January, I have a diversion yearly annual report that's due to the Crime Commission. And so if I come back, then I'll share that with you as well. Any questions?
I would ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the 2027 community-based juvenile services application. Motion by Lytle.
Yeah.
Second by Dorn. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. I am just looking here, Christina. The very back page.
There you go.
I see. Is one of these for Dawn?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay.
before we get into the next two agenda items, Lorene Redisil is here today. And, you know, we've had some conversation, you know, Rex had talked about, you know, the getting the grants paid for and what have you, and some of the struggles that maybe you were experiencing. I thought maybe now would be a good time to have a little bit of that conversation, so that maybe all of us, and you know, Lorene, since she's so active right now with the Visitors Improvement Group. I mean, she's always active, but nobody's helping.
More active than we did help.
Yeah. So it might be a good time to have that conversation.
My question was the nebulous nature that we just went through.
We're still in. We think.
So that's what it was. Just some clarification for people. Just need to know where to go and where their black and white answers are. And even as of this date, we still have no director.
I know.
And I don't know if it's any closer yet to having a director. So that's where that headed to. And then leading into that, the question I asked too, somewhere in my mind was 25,000 cap on the grants.
And, oh, I'm glad you noticed that. I was going to talk about that.
And so. Gary mentioned that too. In his mind, we have a 25,000 cap on grants, where this one is for 50, and we've never done that in the past, in my mind.
Well, you're correct. I was going to bring that up, so I'm glad you spotted it ahead of time.
So I haven't had a chance to get back with Mike to talk a little bit more about what the Chamber's direction is right now. I know they did discuss it this week. I think it was this week they had their meeting. And, you know, they were going to discuss a direction, but getting somebody in place as the tourism director, whether it's interim or what have you. Mike has been doing the functions, so I don't know if technically we would consider him as the acting or interim tourism director as a board member, but that's definitely something that we need to get resolved and get something in, you know, down as to who it is, so that we have that on record. And I know Roger and Eric and I have talked about it a little bit, so. And then as far as, so the question about the and I'll let Lorene talk about it a little bit more here. Eric's probably going to want to introduce that first one before we have that discussion. But we have done up to 40,000.
Yes, we have.
And it's
actually over 40,000, yeah. I think, on one of them.
Was it over? Okay, yeah. So, but it's.
We looked at it before we made this.
Yeah, so, but anyway, I just wanted to hit on that really quick so that, you know, we were, you know, when it comes to administering the grants, when somebody, you know, finishes up their grant, what's the process so that they get the monies back that they're supposed to get paid in the grant? And that's, you know, where do we go right now, Don? When somebody needs to, you know, file their receipts and stuff and get paid their grant money, how does that process need to happen right now?
Well, the last one we had come in because there was no one handling.
Wasn't it the last two?
Yeah, we had to have the receipts come here. And we looked at them, but other than that, I don't know if we're looking at everything we should, but we're looking at make sure everything's paid and the project is completed.
Did the tourism committee do that before? Tourism director inspect and make sure it was done?
Always the committee, that our responsibility stopped at the point when we approved it to pass on to you, and all of the other work then was done by staff.
Yeah.
And so when this came up, all of a sudden we had people completing projects and needing reimbursement, because it is a reimbursement project. And thank goodness for Dawn. She stepped up and said, here's what I need. And so in each case, we were able to say to the people, this is the form, this is what you need to do, and it has been going directly to Dawn. And of course, all of these are reimbursement projects, so the people have to show that they have spent the money. So there's no question about anybody getting hold of money that they aren't really entitled to. So it has, again, it's one of those cases where it's kind of division of labor. People
or
have had
time,
to step up, and in this case, it's been Dawn.
It's amazing how many times people come up and say, thank goodness for Dawn.
Really? I've never heard that.
Here's another one.
I say it all the time.
Yeah,
they say stuff.
She's just been super helpful when this kind of thing came up because, again, these were approved. The people did what they were supposed to do, and now it was a matter of how do we release that.
And that's something to remember, though, too. There are grants approved. The dollar amount there, we do not reduce that dollar amount in the kitty. As they're approved, we only reduce it as projects are done and it's reimbursed. So these are encumbered funds, not all encumbered, but they are partially encumbered.
But this is a good discussion to have to remind everybody, refresh them on the process. But in-kind comes into play. You can have in-kind match because the parks live on the in-kind match. So all that, I'm going to say the Hannibal Park job. I'm sure a lot of that will be city forces. Or some of it will be for sure. But it just reminds everybody that the procedure to follow.
Okay, that's all I had. I just thought we needed to have that conversation, especially with Lorene here to be a part of it. Yeah.
Well, we again appreciate the fact that Don has made it possible for people to send that in. And of course, ultimately, whatever was going on before with the staff, it was still coming here because you folks have those funds. So it's all going to come back here to you. And, of course, the final approval of everything comes through here to make sure that people have been true to their commitments.
I guess I should say one other thing before we get started. Being as we do have Lorene here, I think it's very appropriate to say thank you. Lorene has stepped up in this time where we have had some question about leadership and whatever out there. Lorene has kept this group functioning near normal or almost better than normal.
Close to normal is maybe our right words.
But she's been a good resource for that committee for as long as I've been around. And I really appreciate the step up that you've done at this time to keep it functioning and running, because otherwise we wouldn't be moving. So really appreciate what you have done and continue to do.
Well, thank you. It's actually due to you guys, because I never would have been on that committee if a county board, a supervisors group at some point trusted me enough to appoint me. So I tried to be true to what they thought I could accomplish.
Thank you very much. We'll go right into the next item here, approve or disapprove visitor improvement grant to Beatrice Youth Recreation, Inc., and the amount of $50,000 for the Hannibal Park Ball Field Initiative. Gary, do you want to take this, or you?
I was not part of that conversation when they were in, so I got an idea of what it is entailed. I don't know that they have everything in this grant that they're going to be doing out there.
It's a huge grant, like $400,000 or something.
It's big because they're building a new field and they're moving stuff and they're doing a lot of stuff out there. But I don't. If you want to take it, go ahead.
First of all, I want to address the $50,000. Just do that right away. The $25,000 was set way back when we first got this money, and that was a recommendation that came out of the group. The committee came forward and said that we want to have this. We just can't have people just asking for random amounts of money. That was a long time ago. And what we were starting to see was we went from being a significant amount, often a 50-50 match, to these projects cost so much more. The cost of materials is so much higher. The projects themselves, like the Hannibal Park, are extraordinary. And what we were doing was saying, okay, we have $25,000, but we know there's a cost of living, so we kept figuring out ways to make exceptions to keep that inching up. And with this one, which was so large and so directly connected to tourism, because all of those tournaments, all those people coming, they do stay. They stay overnight. It's one of the things, other than special holidays, that we can count on having motel rooms full. We can count on all of the peripheral things, the gas, the restaurants, all of that. We know that they really pack them in. And what was bothering me is what we were doing was making exceptions, and it looked almost like we like you, so we're going to up your amount. And we were inching closer and closer to that $50,000. And so I will admit it was on my recommendation that I said, let's just put what it needs to be. It's so much pricier. It would be so much more honest to have people, instead of coming in, asking for the 25 and then saying, oh, that's really not, it's not doing what it needs to do. Let's just make it an amount so that it's, everybody is applying with the same cap in mind.
Is that in black and white now?
It's in the minutes.
But is it black and white when somebody gets a grant?
That's one of those staff things. That.
So that, you guys know how I am on that. It's
right.
It's not consistent. If it's not consistent, it's not changed.
Well,
otherwise, that is a... It's not perceived. It is the reality of it that some are allowed this because they know differently, where some believe it's at this.
Right.
So if it hasn't changed at this body to $50,000, it is $25,000. Is that correct, Roger?
Well, it's basically been the practice.
Because the 25 comes from this board, so it needs change from this board.
Right.
That would be consistent with their practice, and I think. That's what you want to be.
That's what all I right. want is consistent.
And this is the only one, so it's not like we've been sneaking around here.
This, and this is a great
this
project.
First came
I don't
up.
Want to...
Right. No, I understand. And again, this was a case where ordinarily the staff would be bringing forward things that the committee was deciding, and all of that is just harder to do when it's a volunteer board and all the other things that are going on. At times... Normally, if we weren't in this situation, visitors committee kind of rolls along on its own, and you don't have to worry too much about what we're doing. Or, again, the representative would come back with that and say, hey, guess what they talked about the last time.
Lorraine, on your application process, is
yes.
there a dollar amount that's, thank you, is there a dollar amount in the form that says
yeah.
maximum
yes, there
25,
is, and
000?
We have not changed that.
Okay. And again, going back to what you're saying, in light of the unique situation that we're all working with, and particularly you without staff and that, I think it would be appropriate to go ahead. If the board wants to make that change now, just say we're going to up it to $50,000 on the form. You can, whoever can do that. So,
right.
so you, basically you would be covering what you're doing today.
I will say, too, along with this, and I like this project too. I was just reading through here again. There's a 4,000 annual visitation that says it'll up at 2,000 by working through this project. It's a $642,000 project altogether. Good sized project. 25, 50, they're just arbitrary amounts. If you do go with a higher amount, your fund depletes faster. I'm just going to say there's not a ton of money there. There's a total of 400,000 and change. Mm-hmm. At $50,000, you're at 13%. One swipe, gone. And that's 400 some thousand. And that's not the exact percentage because it's over 400 right now. But those are not unencumbered funds. Every grant that's out there floating that hasn't been done, that still comes off of that. And we don't keep a running tally of what has been approved.
We're not on the budget. We try to.
I was going to say, normally we have some idea.
Yeah. I don't have one. Or, I mean, but
yeah.
Visitors group.
Visitor
so.
Does.
Right.
But I'm just putting that out there. I'm not saying against or for or anything. I'm not trying to sway. It's just when you're 13% off of your, 13%, that's a decent amount where all of a sudden, I take interest immediately. Ms. Haxby and Mr. Lytle.
I was just going to say, I get your point of it where, yes, the dollars are increasing. But then Eric puts that in perspective, too, that if you increase that, then that fund depletes a lot faster. But either way we do this, I can see it both ways, to be clear. But I think that the policy needs to be in place before we go ahead and do something different. So whatever that decision is, I think should be decided upon before we decide to, if we do the go to 50, then we do the $50,000.
Sure, I understand. Because we made the change right, when we did this. We said, let's, instead of sitting here making up reasons for why we can make it a higher amount, let's just do that. So I understand totally, because it was, again, for us, it was this practice of watching us inch it upward.
Yeah.
And you guys had been approving those inched upwards right. ones.
And I don't know the right way to do that either. I see the benefit of going up because things are more expensive, but I also see the benefit of keeping it at 25,000 because then you're going to be able to fund more.
Oh, and we talked about that as well. One of our other concerns... Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You're fine. Go ahead.
One of our other concerns was we did not want to see the state of Nebraska look at all these funds and say, oh, look, all these visitors committee people are not really spending their money. We're taking it back because we are running in a deficit.
No,
and that has been discussed.
Right.
And we wanted to see this money spent in Gage County.
Yeah. And that's...
What do we bring in a year?
I don't know anything from the
varies. What's
varies. Left, so
it varies.
I don't know
just half ballpark
used
it.
The quarters used.
I don't know if I can do that.
What was that question?
Somewhere between 70 to 100.
It varies. We've had very good visitor years. Our hotels have been packed.
Somewhere between 70 and 100.
So, I mean, that's based on that. Of course, we also have more projects coming up. But
where I'm going with this, we're only bringing in 90 a year, and 25% of this can go towards the administration. At 50,000, we could wipe it out.
Oh, wait a minute. We've got two different funds.
Is there a different?
Yes,
those are
so
separate?
All that administration is from that 2% that was the initial
okay.
one.
Yeah.
This is a separate 2% that is that was.
It's just for the
but still, if we're only bringing in 70, one and a half projects,
okay,
we've wiped it out.
For instance, my budget the year before was 421,000. We got in 49,000, and so then that increased. So I
so keep
that.
In mind that
so
other part goes
yeah.
to whoever we contract with the chamber director. This other goes to this visitor improvement fund.
It's about
at 50 grand. We have had some good years there.
So 50,000 is one grand a year at 50,000.
So 50,
60. Well, so if you look at these,
let me hit on
that. Sorry, go ahead, Gary.
That's what I was wanting to talk about anyway. So when we first did this, I think the first one we did was 30,000. I think it was like 5,000 over the 25.
Right.
When we first did that, you had seen that fund grow because for a long time we were 120,000
yes.
sitting in there.
Yes.
You know, and then you saw it grow to like 170 or, you know, 160 or 170. And that's when we first did the $30,000 one. And then, you know, we had a few of those that came up. Then there was, I don't know how many, there was a few 30s that came in. And then there was 35, then there was 40,
yeah.
you know, and it continued to grow. And what the Visitors Improvement Group and the tourism director looked at was that our number in the bank account, you know, continued to grow. And we weren't having projects coming in, and we weren't getting this. And so with fewer projects and the dollar amount in the bank growing, the willingness to approve those, you know, became, okay, this makes sense because we're getting the dollars out in the public and we're getting projects going. You know, and then there's been begging for people to bring grants, you know, between them and us here saying, hey, bring us stuff because we've got these dollars to spend and there's just not enough coming to us asking for money. So that's kind of how we got to where we are. We've had a few grants. This last year has been a little busier, you know, we've moved a little bit, but we still, that number is sitting at 400,000. And like Lorene said, we want to get that money out there and spend it as opposed to sitting there where the state might look at those funds and take that money back.
My question in that is, if we don't have them applying, is it considered a challenging process? Because I have heard that this grant is more challenging than some want to do.
I think there was some issue.
So that may be why you have limited number of people that are putting in for it.
I don't know how the committee worked. We had a tourism director that didn't turn in some of the grant applications. People wanted grants, and they didn't bring them to you, is what we're told.
They died at the table before they made it anywhere.
So there were people interested, but the one helping them wasn't interested. All I can gather is the one helping them wasn't interested in bringing it forward. So I was really surprised by that.
So was that a case where, and maybe you've heard or know or whatever, was that a case of, you know, maybe it wasn't eligible for the funds? Because there are there are requirements, you know, that have to be met. And if they don't meet those, then, you know, it's you can't even move forward with filing the application
after the fact, it's hard to tell, you know, and partial information, things like that.
And that is why we have that double, that first step, second step, so that if people want to know, they can bring it, and we will talk to them. And also, if they have a project that's this, we will try to coach them into, this is what will make it a project eligible for these funds, or this is what you need to emphasize, as compared to saying, nope, get out of here. We're not
going to
offer you anything.
Rex, you touched on this a little bit. Do we have a requirement for permanent signage on projects that we help with?
We were told we have to, but I don't see it at most of the projects that are funded.
I haven't seen it at any.
You will if you go to Blue Springs. There's two of them there.
Right, and you will if you go to Wymore and look at the Welsh Heritage.
So, I mean, some are held to a different standard than others.
Not everyone operates as well as the Springs.
Yeah, welcome to the Springs.
That's true.
No, I'm just saying, you know how I am on that stuff.
Too.
If some one has to do it, they all do.
Everybody should.
It is part of it.
These two projects here, it'd be really easy to incorporate permanent signage at both.
And it should be. And it should be. If it's in the black and whites, it's in the black and whites.
And it shows community participation, which is what we want.
Right.
But I do agree with Emily on funding something that is not yet in place.
So, Roger, do we need to
wait
2 weeks, or do we need? are we able to make that change today here, or do we need to wait and have it on the agenda to change that?
Is there some emergency situation here?
I don't see that there is with either of them. Players okay for?
They're at the guidelines.
Right.
But the real discussion is, do we want 50,000, then all of a sudden you get 8 of them, and how do you deny one, and now you have no money for the rest of them?
Well, you know, you don't have to give them all that they ask for also.
Well, and how do you decide that?
Well, that's why you have this committee sitting there making these hard decisions. But the other thing in the
past... But how is it perceived a lot of times?
You're the guys who are telling me. I will say this, in the past, we have had so many projects at one point that we actually said to people, can you wait?
Yeah.
And because at there was a time when we were doing things quarterly, and we could literally see we were going to run out of money, but we were rolling over to another budget year.
So why don't we have those projects and requests now? That's the question.
Well, those were big capital projects, you know, like Orange, House of Orange was one of those. There was a Carnegie project. There were some big capital projects, and those seemed to just kind of cycle. You know, all of a sudden, people will be doing big projects, and then they're done for a while.
Well, you have seen in the last 10 years where the state has loosened up the parameters for qualifying for this as well, and I think it's because they've seen that all the way around that, you know, it's been harder to find projects to spend that on. And, you know, so you've seen that, you know, like being able to use it for marketing now and different things.
And also now we're talking about maintenance, because that's going to tie into the next grant.
Right.
Lorene, I want to tell you thank you, too, for all the work you put in town here, but on this committee specifically also. I wanted to tell you that before you got out of here.
Oh, thank you.
What are your thoughts on this? Because that is going to be part of that discussion. Do we want to raise that dollar amount? So this is going to go to the City of Beatrice.
Yes.
City of Beatrice is all of us. You know, it's our community, whether it's Adams, Beatrice, wherever. It's one of our communities. They have different resources than, say, the Welsh Museum or even Gage County Historical Society, something like that.
Sure.
Do we want to keep that at a lower dollar amount where we can spread those funds to more people? And, I mean, I'm not saying we should or shouldn't. It's just some of these places have more resources. Others have fewer resources. I mean, community players, that brings a lot of people in. I was just up at Hickman. They've got a new playhouse, fantastic facility. I like going up there. There are a lot of folks that are acting up there that actually come down to our playhouse, go to Lincoln. I don't know how many of you guys go to plays and stuff there, but there are a lot of people that come in from out of town to see these events. They stay, they run down to the Crow, eat, get gas. They're tourists. Is it a good idea to deplete our funds more quickly? Because I notice a lot of times people don't ask for less than the maximum amount, which I don't blame them. They're asking for what's available. I feel like I bring tourism into town by bringing employees in. I would like some of these funds, but I don't see that being realistic.
You don't qualify.
I'm a non-qualifying, and I feel like a non-profit a lot of times. But
actually, we've heard that argument before.
Maybe you should file for 501c3 then.
I think I'd make more money. But that's part of that argument. Do we try to put the cap down? I mean, I could even see it being lower. Take the restrictions off, make it a $10,000 grant, and try to disperse it to more of these little groups. These little groups touch a lot of people.
I don't know that the little groups would thank you for having it be less than the $25,000, because that's real incentive and really helpful for some of them for matches.
I will tell you that I was asked about, you know, this dollar number, and I don't know what the answer is. But what I will say is that whether the number is 40 or it's 50, I do think that you need to give this group the ability to fund that. Whether it's 40 or 50, I don't, you know, whatever. I do think you need to give this group that ability. They do a good job of thoroughly going through these applications and deciding, is this putting heads on beds? Is this going to continue bringing more money into us so that we're regenerating that fund? And I think that they do a really good job of discussing through that and saying, yes, this qualifies, no, it doesn't, or this is what it needs to do to qualify. And I think we need to let that, you know, move forward. What you have is that, you know, when you have big projects, that does give them the ability to do that. You know, rather than saying, you know, here's $10,000 for an $800,000 project that, you know, we want to help with, you know, this gives you the ability to be flexible. The other thing that they've been really good at looking at the money that's available and, you know, hey, we have the ability to fund this right now. Let's proceed with that. You know, like she said in the past, you know, there was that time where we had them logged up and there wasn't a lot of money in there, and we had to wait because the budget would be at $80,000. There might be $120,000 in the account, but our budget was $80,000 for that year, and we were right up against it, and we had to wait till the next year in order for some of these projects to go through. So they do a good job of managing that and getting it out into the community.
We've always had a ceiling floor, whatever you want to say about it, that 25% of what we had, we held on to. Again, just so, I guess, Catalan's Ball would be an excellent example where you guys were so helpful. My word, if we hadn't had those buses, I hate to think what that would have turned out to be. And you came forward and said, hey, this is something we need to do, and there was money there to do it. So we've never gone on some crazy spending spree where it was down to nothing. When we were telling people to come back, it was because we were getting close to that 25% that we were not going to go below.
Ms. Saxby.
I was just, if we could, it would be possible, I don't think this is life or death, like today, if we could table it for 2 weeks and make sure the agenda item prior is where we establish what we're going to expect moving forward, and then do this one, that way we stay consistent and moving forward with however we're going to do this.
Mr. Claybaugh.
I agree with that, but I had a question that so we have $400,000 in this account. We have some projects that already have been approved, they just haven't completed them, and we don't know the dollar amount of all those.
I do not. Lorraine, do you have a tally of how many dollars are encumbered?
It sounds much crazier and more random than it is. It's actually, keep in mind, none of these are more than $25,000, and actually, we're getting Cortland paid off. I'm trying to think what else is out there. The Wymore Group is still raising money for their addition. So there's a couple, both of them, each one of those, I think, over $25,000.
You have that. You mean you just don't have it with you, though?
Well, yeah, because, again, normally that's something the staff is keeping us all, that they're bringing everything and showing us what's done, what isn't done. And to be honest, I haven't taken that on for myself, partly because I don't have access to those records. There's their Chamber of Commerce.
I would just like to know that. When we're approving, right. Okay, how much has already been allocated and how much is left, and
So generally when they come in, they give us a report that shows how much has come in month to month, what the bank account is at, and then what projects are outstanding, which ones have been paid. Usually that's the report that we get when
this comes. I was just thinking, I think Don said we don't know what it is, and I'm saying no.
She'll try to get that for us in 2 weeks. We'll put this back on again for discussion, and hopefully we'll have that then, Ms. Axman.
I was just going to ask, do you want a formal table for 2 weeks?
I would rather not, just so that we don't have motions, seconds, tables. We'll just, if it's all right with you, we'll just bring it back, and I won't trick you. We'll really bring it back.
I would like to add one more thing, if you don't mind, about the 50,000 was kind of, again, the way out there figure, because that presumed they would have to have a $100,000 project to even access that, and most of them are not. And it was one of the things we didn't want to do was be running back and forth to you. That 25,000 has lasted for a long time. And we had quite a discussion in the committee. Should we ask for 40? Should we try to get to 40? And again, I was kind of like inching up on that anyway. It takes a big project to access that kind of money. Most of the people, if they're going to do a $100,000 project, they're doing a more than $100,000 project. So, but I'm saying that to say, we, of course, work at the pleasure of the county board. If you folks want to leave it the same, if you want to, any amount on the way, we understand. We were just trying to realistically respond to the requests we were getting.
And this project, it is a good size one. This, like I say, $642,000. City Beatrice, between in-kind and other work, would be putting out $343,000. I don't know what the RCRP grant is, but that's another $250,000 that would go towards this project. These bald projects are incredible tourism things. I just saw a thing yesterday on how to go broke, and it's softball, baseball, hockey, ice skating, skiing, and of course the worst of all of them for financial ruin, for your kids to be in equestrian events. It's like, boy, that's an investment strategy's worst, or investment strategist's worst nightmare. But these do people spend money when they're in town. With that, we'll just take no action on this first item. At this time, we'll bring it back in 2 weeks with an item prior to that, Dawn, that will be discussed changing the dollar amount. I would say just the upper dollar amount for grants. And I don't know if we want to throw other language in there, if it's a bigger grant, that there's more match. You know, like this one here, it's multiples of that 50. And, you know, otherwise it would be half. Maybe on a $100,000 grant, we say there has to be four times. Or, I mean, because then it makes it to where it's, it goes up exponentially.
It's your rules.
We don't want too many rules, so we want it as easy as possible.
I understand. We do too.
We'll slide right past that one then and move on to approve or disapprove visitor improvement grant to community players revitalization campaign in the amount of $25,000. This would be primarily for exterior wall repairs and updates to the theater.
Move to approve.
Second.
Wow.
Somebody's trying to jump me there.
Yeah.
Motion by Haxby, second by Claybaugh. Anything to add to this one? Oh, Adams.
Either or.
Haxby, second by Adams.
I just want to say really fast, if the legislature hadn't changed it so we could help with maintenance, you would never have seen this application. Yep. But that's been a real improvement. We have these people do these capital projects, and then we haven't been able to help them sustain it. So that was a wonderful thing. I just wanted to mention that.
Dire need here, too, it appears.
You know, Lorraine, go ahead and speak to why this is a good one to support. I mean, the players.
Oh, well, we make them justify this, and again, you should have seen some of that because I think you get a copy of their applications. That they have learned, don't come and just say, yes, we know people come. We want proof that who came there, how do we know they were staying in the community, how do we know that they were, again, putting heads on beds, what is it you're doing? And the tremendously, the big increase that they've had over the years in pulling people in from other communities, having people choose to come to stay with their family or relative when there's an event like this going on. They have really made great inroads in it, and so I don't have any qualms about recommending money for them, but I would have had for the fact that what they're having to do is repair a wall, and although we don't want it to fall down, that would have been maintenance, not a, you know, a capital project. So this, it was just great for us to have that option in there so that we can help people. I'll mention something else. When the museum repainted, they repainted in historic colors, but we had to tell them on their trip, don't come back to us again because it's becoming maintenance. So don't ever come back again, even though you helped, we helped you this time. And by having this maintenance component, the very things that helped make some of these things appropriate, historically accurate, all of that, we can now help them maintain that. So that was one of the things the legislature did last year that I really, really approve of, really appreciate. Thank you, by the way. I know these people have been waiting a while. They'll be glad to hear it.
With nothing else, we have a motion by Hack to be seconded by Adams to approve the improvement grant to the players. Seeing no other comment, please vote. 7 in favor, unanimous support.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Don.
Motion carries. Up next, this is the one I thought we'd be talking about. Approve or disapprove city resolution on GCED funds. We approved a resolution that we put together which would take the GCED funds and city would take theirs, we would take ours. The city approved one that says we will get the funds and put those back out to Engage because the merger group does not exist. Or I shouldn't say that. The merger group exists. It's not an entity. So those funds would go back there. A couple weeks ago, they had asked about those funds again. I talked to you guys the last meeting and then Monday at committee meetings to make sure this is still something to put on. This would be to approve signing the city's resolution, which would take the funds. If they're taking it out of the bank, it would give them to city and county, and then we would give them, they would give them to Engage, we would give them to Engage. That would be this resolution if the funds are actually taken out of their current holding, if it actually happens. Along with this resolution, if it would pass, we would have to cancel. Do you know what resolution that was? Along with this, along with signing the city's resolution, we would have to cancel the resolution that we voted on if we go forward with signing the city's resolution.
When Don gets that, I'll move to approve so we can move forward and discuss it and vote up or vote down.
How many dollars are we talking about?
$13,000. Oh, a piece, approximately.
26 total, 13.
We did on November 26.
So this would be a motion to approve signing the city resolution on GCED funds and canceling our resolution 25-13.
That's not how the line item reads in our agenda.
The wrong line item too. Approve or disapprove city resolution on GCED. So we would just approve funding or approve signing the GCED resolution on GCED funds. Then those same funds would, they're the same funds in question. We would not take action on ours then. Yes,
Roger,
the front page.
Roger, with my motion, can I adjust that to say that we would in turn cancel our resolution that we had priorly done?
We're so far in the weeds that you can do whatever you want. I hate to say it that way, but I got no freaking clue where you guys are at. And it's not you guys. I mean,
yeah.
The global thing on Roger.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
It would be the same dollars, so we would take no action on ours, but we could note 25-13.
resolution 2513 in there that no action would be taken.
But we couldn't have two resolutions.
Yeah, and I've already sent it to the city.
It wouldn't be our resolution. It would be theirs.
Okay, but I sent the resolution to the city. Mm-hmm. What Roger came up with that we
asked
to do
for
with those funds.
Well, so they're somehow supposed to, yeah. Who's holding the funds?
Pinnacle Bank.
Okay, then why doesn't Pinnacle Bank send them to us pursuant to our resolution?
We don't have the funds. We can't get them.
I don't know. I'm just looking around the table here, and everybody's got these quizzical looks on their face.
Well,
and if we say we want the money sent to the county,
the county doesn't have. So this is a very. Just before we get into any more discussion on this, do you make a motion to approve signing the city resolution? Or do we want to discuss first?
When I make that motion, Roger, I put in there that we're going to cancel our prior resolution?
Because it won't be...
You can't do that because it's not an agenda item. And that's a significant... And that's the way I view it. It's, number one, it's not an emergency, so we can't just say, it may be somebody's emergency, but it ain't ours.
Right.
But I don't think there's any emergency anywhere on it.
So I don't think we can move forward with this resolution because
we aren't making a resolution. This would be signing their resolution.
But it's still
contrary to our resolution.
But it's still the same $13,000 that you're going to be sending two different directions.
What?
Right.
Welcome to the merger, Eddie.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, Rex, you hit on it. I think it's important. This merger group is supposed to be bringing that product right up here that everybody signed off on. Okay? And I think that's very critical for all concerned because we're piecemealing this thing. You know, the cart before, I'm not going to use the cart before the horse deal.
We won't get access to it. So I guess I'll lay this out further. If we don't do anything on it, nothing happens, and there's no emergency on it.
What?
The funds that they would get, we just pay for it anyway. It just comes out of our reimbursement.
Let's,
so
let's clarify: the funds may never be transferred because
right.
The funds may never be transferred because there's only a couple people that were on that original board in 2010 or whenever that was that went out. That are listed at the bank, then that can transfer that money.
We think can transfer
that money. So we may be spending a lot of time and energy on something that may not happen.
Yeah, they're not interested in moving it. So we couldn't do anything with them before. This would be one way that we could put this back in or get this money out. If we take no action, we just spend the money anyway. It just comes out of our reimbursement. So it doesn't hold anyone up. We just spend the money. The county reimburses whatever funds are used. If we do get this money out, it would go into the general fund. It would still be reimbursed out through our receivables anyway.
Can I get the copy of the Exhibit A on both our resolution that we already passed and the Exhibit A on the resolution from the city?
Yeah. Dawn, could you make a copy? This is the city one, right? If you could make her a copy of this. Do you want the one of ours, too, that we did?
I think that this is ridiculous that we're even discussing this even farther, because either way it has to go to our general before it goes into whatever fund you're going to anyway.
Right.
So why are we even discussing this further? Because we already passed the one that says the funds go into our general.
Right. And if we do that, they won't take them out. We just spend the money. We just lose it. And it doesn't matter. It's been like that for 30, 20-some years. We can just spend the money. We just spend new money. And that money sits in the account still. So it affects the organizations not at all. It's just a matter of whether we take in the funds or not.
I will not make a motion if we don't have the ability to back out of the other resolution. So we can just discuss it and move on.
Is there any other discussion on this?
I just don't think there's any reason to either even bring it back at the next meeting because it's already been taken care of.
Well, if we do that, there will be an inaction and nothing will be done. Those funds will continue to sit there. I've talked with the city. If they do want to... If we don't want to So the money was given by city and county to GCED. The city wants that to go back to the economic development group. If we don't want to give that money to them, they're not interested in pulling it out. So it really doesn't matter. That money will just continue sitting there. I think it's 26 and change total. If we do want to pull that out, I'll put this on the next agenda to negate Resolution 2513. If you guys do not want that on the next one, I won't put it on there.
I'd like to see it on there.
I don't think there's any reason to do it because it's already been done.
So your position is you'd rather it just stay in that account and we don't get that money out?
No, we already passed a resolution to do that.
And that's
no matter if this says that we're going to give it to Engage or whether we keep our resolution that just says it comes to our general, it has to come through our general anyway.
Well, I'm telling you it won't move at all if we can't both come to an agreement to give it to them. Just talking to the city, that's their position. They don't want the money.
Okay, then
want to give it to Engage.
Then we'll give the $15,000 and we'll cut the Engage budget by $15,000. How about that?
That's also an option. I mean, the Engage budget is a reimbursement. So they'll spend the same amount of money regardless, up to whatever you allow them.
I think we can discuss that for a long time because the funds, the way they're being used now to create a new entity, also has a lot of questions. But again, that's not probably outside of our purview because we're contracted with Engage. But
that's you guys specifically, though, with the merger group. That's a discussion you guys need to have. And I've got faith in you guys doing that. Gary wants that on. Is that where you guys are at? Do you want discussion to negate Resolution 2513 to where we can attempt to get the funds out, or do we want to just let them sit there indefinitely?
What Emily just said, is that not true, that they'll come back to our general or not? We already voted on that?
Well, we voted on that. These funds, we don't know if we'll actually get those or not. If we do take those funds in, they will go to our general. The city's resolution that they sent to us says the city would get half, we'll get our half, because both of them belonged, half of it. It doesn't belong to either of us, but we both funded GCED years ago half. So if the funds are withdrawn, we would get half, city would get half. The city's resolution just says that we'll both kick it back in to this new group, or Engage technically, and let them use it for operating cash, since it was already given to the group in the past. If we stay with our resolution, I've just discussed this with the city, they're not interested in taking the funds out then, which we don't know if that can actually happen anyway. So if we don't agree to that and say we'll both give them to Engage, they're not interested in pulling the funds out and putting it into their general. Engage still has the ability to spend the money that we give them anyway, so they'll still spend that amount of money. It's just it'll come out of our general. It's just a possible way that we'll put more money back into the development group. Otherwise, we'll just keep writing checks out of our general.
It's not your money.
We don't know if we can get this money. This is a theoretical thing. We don't know if it'll actually come in. It's saying if we can withdraw this money that's been sitting there for 20 years, no, 15 years, whatever it is, if we can get that money, we'll give it to the development group. If we stay with our resolution, the city's not interested in playing ball, it'll just stay there in probate.
This is the city, the way it's worded in the city resolution. It says, the city and county agree that each party shall be entitled to receive 50% of the GCE unexpended funds. City and county's intent is to reallocate the dispersed funds to Engage, Beatrice Chamber of Commerce, and Main Street Beatrice merged organization to be used for economic development. It's maybe a little bit stronger language than what I'm trying to articulate here, but it's almost like a financial threat from the city that you either put this money where we think it should go or we're not going to do it at all.
Yeah, that is what it is.
That is what it is.
Yeah.
So why?
So if you don't want to give the funds to the group, if you don't want to give those funds to the group, the best thing to do is say no, and the money will just stay in the bank, and we'll just keep paying out of. Well, it seems illogical to keep that money in the bank because it can't be used for anything now.
That money was originally expended for economic development. Development
fund. This is ours.
By signing this and agreeing with the city, you're taking the money and putting it in the economic development fund to be expended on economic development. It's that simple.
It's simple, but we don't have an entity yet.
See, we got Engage.
Amanda, yeah.
We have Engage.
Yeah. You have to... Oh, no, you're turned on already.
Yeah.
What? Come on.
Okay. Wasn't one of the issues addressed at the last meeting when the board passed the resolution about, yes, we'll take out our 50% of the funds, put them into the general fund, because they weren't ready to put it into an economic development program that was not yet created? So it might be best at this point in time to allow those funds to sit there until that group is formally structured, and then the board can take action and say, now that there's a formal organization, we are agreeing to take our 50% and put it into that economic development organization.
If we sign the cities, then it says it is our intent. It doesn't say shall. It doesn't say will. It said it is the intent.
But you didn't vote that one yet.
Right.
You voted a different one. So don't back over yourself. Amanda's got the right idea. These people got the cart before the horse. And I'm not criticizing anything, but quit it. Absolutely quit it. You're creating dissension within this group and the entire community.
But that also is our decision whether we give it to that new merger or we keep it within Engage or whatever we do. But either way, it comes back to our general, and that's all we said in our thing that we passed, which we got quite a bit of crap of not passing it snappy, but we had it done the very next meeting. So ours already covers that. Just because it's not written the way they want it does not change its intent.
Well, but when we passed ours, we had the conversation here about, well, we can go into our general and we spend it however we want.
Yeah,
that conversation was added.
It's intentional that if it came to our general, what we passed, we would not be giving it. That was
we also made the comment that we just didn't want to have that being counted on. We were going to bring it back to the general because it was not a continued fund that was going to be continued all the way.
We were also talking about hiring headhunters and stuff like that.
It's going
both ways.
When I talked to Roger about this, the entire intent of that resolution was we were not going to give that money to the group. That was our resolution. We were going to take our half, and we would do whatever we wanted with it. We intentionally were not giving it to the group.
Correct.
That's what the board said at that time. So if the board does not want to give that money to the group, and I'm not telling you do this or don't do this. I'm just saying what our resolution says. Our resolution that we passed says we will not give it to that group. With that being said, the city's not interested in taking that money out.
It does not say that. It says that it's going into
that was our intent. I mean, we discussed it. I mean, we intentionally, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Our 100% intent on that resolution was to not give that money to the group.
To the merger group, which doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah.
To the merger group that doesn't exist.
Correct. If we want to try to get that money out and work with the city and give it to Engage, it doesn't say that we will give it right away, but it says the intent is to give it to that group. We could sign the city's proposal. If the board does not want to do that, I would say we stay with the resolution we have. That money will stay in the bank indefinitely. There may be a route to get this out now 20 years later. It's totally up to you guys, and I'm not going to tell you go one way or another. I would say my own opinion would be take the money out of the bank and do something with it, because I'm sure it's still sitting there making...
Let's get the money first.
That's a budgetary...
We also don't...
Because we're going to have to turn around and have budget meetings to spend that money.
It would just be expelled out of our Engage reimbursement. We are going to be so far below it this year, we won't even be close.
I think we're getting
It would just be an expenditure through there. I also don't know that we can get this money out, though. So that it's
right. Well, what's wrong with what Amanda said? Here, I want to explain something.
I don't think anything.
Oh, well, I don't know if I want that on press or not. If you can't get your point across in 5 minutes, shout out. Right. Go ahead, Eric.
Wait a second, I'm already over my 5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
So, question for the board. Do you guys want this on to deal with this, or do you want to just let it sit in the account?
Ms.
Haxby.
That's not even a fair question.
Well, I'm telling you that's where it's at, though. And, I mean, I do plenty of talking for you guys behind the scenes. I've talked to them. You guys can get mad and talk about stuff. I did that. No, I was just going to say, when I sat over there and Myron sat here, I got to get mad about stuff. You guys have me doing this, so I have to do the behind-the-scenes diplomatic thing and talk to everybody. That's my job. That's what you guys hire me to do. And I'm going to tell you, if we want to play ball and put this into that group, this is what the message we'll have to send. If you don't want to do that,
you could.
We'll just sit still and it'll sit in the account. And I don't care either way.
What she just said, we don't care about the group.
It would go to the Engage group. And the city's proposal says it would be our intent. It doesn't say we shall or when, but it says that it's our intent to give that over. It doesn't say when. It could be next budget year. It could be down the road, but that's our intent. I'm telling you guys, as I've talked to the city, if we're not interested in doing that, or at least telegraphing that that's our intent to do it, they're not interested in moving forward with the other. It like I say, I'm not pushing you to go one way or the other. I just need to know, do we want to leave the money? It's an either or is where we're at. Do we want to leave the money in the account? Do we want to find a route to attempt to get it out?
Eric, I think in good faith, in working with some of our partners, I think it's a good idea to have that intention and move forward with it. And that's all I'll say any farther.
Thank you, Jerry.
Ms. Haxby.
I think good faith working together probably doesn't come with financial threats. And I know that's a little bit of a stronger term than what's, but it'd just be like saying we're not going to go into the merger group unless you guys continue your $40,000 that you had been giving to Main Street, which they're intending on stop doing. Like, that's exactly what's happening here.
Ms. Haxby would not like to have this brought up again. There's no motion on the floor. That's what I told when I was talking to another group. It's like, you know, I spend more than that in parts every day. It's not worth my time.
You could have bought some guns for that.
Yeah. Give me a head shake or a nod or a shake. Do we want to bring this up and actually have something to take action on the following meeting, or are we done and we'll just let it sit? Amanda basically said sign the city thing. It says that we have the intent.
That's not what she said.
Is that correct?
I said sit on where our last resolution is.
Sit on the last resolution and don't do anything. So we can do that. If we do that, we've taken an action. If we do that, what that'll be, I'll tell the city we're not interested in doing that, and that'll end the discussion. That money will just sit on in that account, and it won't come out. So that's where we're at.
It can. That's up to the city.
It won't. It won't. B, we don't know if these funds are actually attainable. So we're talking about $13,000 each that we don't even know if we can actually get. So Rex is what. So that's two no's. Where are you at, Rick?
I want the money, though. I want the money, and there's no reason why we can't get the money.
Well, there may be other high hurdles.
They're able to.
I know where you're at.
Is able to get the money out of the bank.
I know where you're at, Gary.
Our general fund, and do it that way.
We're looking at that.
TJ, where are you at? You want to discuss? Okay, so that's it on the motion, non-action. All right. That's a majority that doesn't want to move forward. We will leave this sit then, and we'll stay with the other resolution. I will tell the board what that means is these funds will sit in the bank account, and they will not be pulled out. They will not come into the city or the county general fund or the city general fund. The dollars are gone. What we will do, though, we'll keep moving forward, and the dollars will still be spent. It's just we'll pay them out of our general fund while that money sits in the other account.
Another way to word that is that it does allow the option to have the money pulled out, because that is what our resolution says. The city will make the choice on whether or not they want to play ball with us or not. That's not, you're summarizing that in a very, very...
I could be wrong. We'll see if I'm
biased
right or
not. Way, because that is not what our resolution says.
No, Ms. Haxby, but what I'm telling you is if my thinking is correct, those funds will sit there. If I'm wrong, we'll get a check for that amount. And I'll make sure if we do that, I'll let you guys know. I'm very realistic. I'm letting you guys know where we're at.
I don't think the city will let it just sit.
So then they can take our resolution and move forward.
Yeah, they're under the same situation we are.
Yep.
And we don't.
We're going to move on. One last item.
Where did it come from?
There's no action taken on this one, and we're going to leave it. We have a resolution that was passed, 2513. That is what we will stick with. Up next, approve or disapprove. No action. Approve or disapprove resolution number 25-14 for the 27 through 30 official salaries. You all have a copy of those in front of you. The proposed. I would ask for a motion and a second to discuss these, and then any changes you would like to make, questions, comments, changes, we will go from there then.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Juergens to approve. Second by Lytle on approving 25-14 as presented. Are there any questions, comments, additions, subtractions that would like to be made? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm away going out. Can you make that retroactive?
I'm going to miss you, Roger.
You got to smile, folks. You worked so hard.
Comments, there's no way this is going to be this quick. Comments, questions from the board on resolution 2514 for not our wages, future wages for the new assessor, attorney, district court clerk, county sheriff, county treasurer, register of deeds, plus board members, Mr. Juergens and Sir.
Comment. The sheriff way overpaid.
I agree. We can take that. We can take that down at this time. Now, I assume you mean currently and in the future. But if there's nothing else, we have a motion by Juergens, second by Lytle. I would ask you to vote. 7 in favor. Resolution 25-14 passes unanimously. Anything else? I would like to talk about these dollars more. I'm just kidding. Anything else? Stick around. We do have some cake for Roger. A smaller cake. It's raining out, Terry. Welders will shock you. With that, we will adjourn at